So I'd like to describe now some work that I do in restorative justice and show how you can restore peace and harmony between warring parties when we start with a different spirituality, one that implies that we all enjoy contributing to one another's well-being, unless something disconnects us. And so what we need to do then to restore peace and harmony is to reconnect people with that which they need to be conscious of, that will help them naturally enjoy contributing to people's well-being rather than to act in ways that are harmful to people. For example, if I am working with a father who has sexually molested his daughter, and unfortunately I've had the opportunity to do this restorative justice on several occasions, because this unfortunately happens quite a bit, where fathers get disconnected from themselves in a way that they do things that can be very harmful to even the people they care for the most. So what I do in restorative justice of this kind is similar to what I described in the healing work that I talked about in a previous session. I get the person who has been wounded, in this case the daughter, together with the father, and I try to engage in the creating the connection that will help restore peace and harmony between the two parties. Now, I start by asking the daughter who has been harmed and injured by this behavior to express to the father how her life has been affected by this. Very often, the daughter doesn't have a language of nonviolent communication, and all the daughter can do is tell the father, "How could you do it?" And the child may blame or criticize the father for this. So I use nonviolent communication in supporting the daughter to express clearly to father what feelings and needs of hers were violated by the action. And so that might turn into when she asks father, "How could you do it? You've destroyed my life." I may help her translate that so that what she's really trying to say is, "I need you to understand the years of pain that I've been experiencing since you did this to me. I need empathy. I need understanding of how much suffering I have gone through." So I help the daughter to reveal her pain nakedly to the father. The father at that point usually wants to apologize. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And I stop the father because "I'm sorry" is a form of the old justice system. It's part of the system of justice that tries to make people penitent for what they've done, blaming them for what they've done, getting them to hate themselves for what they've done. And the idea is that if you are sorry enough and are penitent enough, you've suffered enough, then you can be forgiven. We want to replace that concept in restorative justice, not with apology, but with sincere mourning that I've described in other sessions. So I help the father to go inside and express how he feels when he hears his daughter behaving in this way. But before we do that, I make sure that he has really empathically connected with her pain. So with my help, I help him repeat the enormity of suffering she's gone through, the needs of hers that weren't met by his behavior. And then when she feels fully understood by him, then I support his going inside and mourning what he did. After he has mourned, I then support him in making clear what was alive in him when he did to the daughter that which stimulated so much pain for her. And in nonviolent communication language, I help him to identify what he was feeling when he did that and what needs of his he was trying to meet by doing it. After I have helped him get conscious at that level, I help the daughter to empathize with that, to see what was alive in Father when he did that. When that connection is there, where the daughter feels fully understood by Father, and when what was alive in the Father is fully understood by the daughter, we can then go to another step of restorative justice to look at what else now needs to be done to restore peace and harmony. In my experience, very often, just the empathy that took place, where the father empathized with the daughter's suffering and the daughter empathized with what was going on in Father, that is most of the healing. But in other restorative justice work, if a person's house was destroyed by someone angry at them, after we have gone through helping each side hear each other's needs empathically, there might be more that's needed to be done to restore justice. The person whose house was destroyed may request support in rebuilding the house or getting financial support for rebuilding the house. But whatever it is that is determined is mutually agreed upon, because everyone has the consciousness that what we want to do is restore peace and harmony, not to punish the bad person in a way they deserve to be punished.
This concludes Session 8 of the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Our program continues with Session 9.